weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
Cambridge Citizens Advice is launching the Big Energy Saving Week campaign. Helen Crowther is here from the organisation. Hello, Helen. Welcome back to Cambridge 105. This is something which is happening, is it, across the country, not necessarily just in Cambridge?
Yeah, so it's a national campaign, but we are what's known as a gold partner, which means that we've bid to do a larger campaign for the project to help people make savings on their energy bills and increase their energy efficiency.
Okay, so what's the objective here? You want to get lots of people, do you, going online to these price comparison websites?
Yeah, partly, but we want people to look at our website first because we've got some tips around what grants people might be entitled to and other support, such as, for instance, if you're elderly or you've got a disability or an illness, you might be able to go on the priority services register, which you can get a lot of support from your
NG. So it's not just the everyday or the monthly bill. There's lots of other bits and pieces. These grants, for example, how would you get one, and who would you get it from?
Well, it depends. I think you have to get in touch with your energy provider on the whole. But if you go on the gov.uk website, it does list the kind of grants that you might be entitled to. But if you have a look at our website, the kind of common ones are the Warm Homes Discount, which the Big Six energy providers give to people if they're on the guarantee element of pension credits. Or if you've got other means-tested benefits. But not all energy providers provide that. That's £140 a year off your electricity bill, so it's really worth looking into that one. And the Priority Services Register, you can get the kind of support where someone will come out and do regular meter readings for you. If you're going to have your energy cut off, then you'll be prioritised in terms of getting it turned back on as soon as possible or providing a replacement for the time, when you've not got the energy. So that kind of thing.
Are there still grants around for things like solar energy, for example?
Yeah, there are. The Cambridgeshire County Council does administer some schemes as well in order to help make your home more energy efficient. So it is definitely worth contacting them. But yeah, have a look on our website and we can direct you to different places.
It's very, very confusing. I remember the last time I decided it was a good idea to look at how much I was paying for my energy bills. And goodness, where do you start with these things? Well, other than your website, of course.
Really, the key information that you need, what you need to do is you need to provide your energy company with regular meter readings. So if you're the kind of person who would do it every week, you can do it every week, but at least do it quarterly in order to make sure your bill is as up to date as possible, because that's people's main issue with understanding their energy bills and if they'll make savings.
Because it does get complicated, doesn't it? Because you only have to miss the guy a couple of times, or you find you're unable to take the meter reading for yourself for whatever reason it is, and you're on an estimated bill, and all of a sudden you discover you've been on some sort of elaborate savings scheme.
Yeah, and for instance, we had a client who was told by their energy company they were £1,000 in credits, So their care worker brought them in to see us, and we got in touch with the energy company, provided them with the accurate meter readings, and actually they owed the energy company £265.
Oh, that's even worse.
If you owe
the company.
I know. But because he was on the priority services register, we managed to argue for the debt to be written off because they should have come and done the meter readings. Mm. So it really is worth making sure that you're getting the right support.
Because some of the companies now are almost doing away with those meter readings, aren't they? I know that they sent me a little box which sits on my sideboard and feeds them the information from both my gas and my electricity meter, so they don't come very often at all, if ever.
Well, there's different types of meter. So there's the credit meter where you need to provide them with the meter readings, and there's smart meters, which might be what you've got now.
I think that's what I've got,
so
yes.
That goes directly to the energy company, and that is real-time information, so that's completely up to date. You're good. All households will have smart meters by 2020, and energy providers are bringing them in different areas depending on how many customers they have in each area. So you will get that, but for the meantime, most households households have to deal with the estimated bills.
Yeah, and you can't just get one. You have to be asked by the electricity company, I think, or the energy company before they send one out to you.
Yeah, you do. And as well, the other thing is, if you're looking to switch providers or tariffs and you're on a smart meter, you need to make sure that the energy company that you're going to switch to, if you want to, actually will take that on as well.
I had great fun with mine. Yeah. The electricity company discovered that the smart meters were overheating because of a fault with the plug. So they told me to disconnect it, and then I had to wait 3 months before I could use it again whilst they sourced some new plugs which weren't going to self-combust.
Well, those kinds of issues obviously come in to see us about, and we can get in touch with your energy provider for you and get to the bottom as to exactly what is going wrong.
I think there's a danger I'd always be there for some reason or another. Yeah. The other thing I have to ask you about this is these price comparison websites, because taking into account, for first of all, as you mentioned, the potential savings and grants that you can get from being in a particular group, be that elderly, vulnerable, or whatever. But some of them, that they're put together by the companies themselves. We hear tales that people get special positioning on there if they do a deal. Actually makes them worthless, doesn't it? You're better off just ringing round and finding out yourself.
Well, you could do if you've got the patience and the time. However, if you use the government-approved price comparison websites, you will be able to make some savings. So it's worth doing anyway. And some of the energy companies do have deals with a specific website, which will mean they have an even cheaper tariff that people can go to because they've done a deal with a website and you can switch through the website.
Is it clear on there?
It is very clear if they've done that. It is very clear. Yeah. So it really is worth looking into, because you can save between £100 to £600 if you are on a credit meter, so not a prepayment one where you pay as you go, and you've not switched for a number of years. You might be able to save the higher end of that, because after a year you're put on a fixed tariff and that kind of goes up and up until
you change.
How often
would you recommend that somebody checks all of this? Because we're always hearing these messages, and you kind of think to yourself, well, if I'm going to spend like an hour and a half on this website, just
it's
to
not
make
an hour and a half. No. It's about 10 minutes. It really isn't. It really is not a difficult thing to do at all. I've actually taken people through the process through the website. It is very, very quick and very clear. You will given a date when you will switch to the new energy provider, and the only follow-up you need to do is phone them with the accurate meter readings on that date. So phone your new energy provider. It is very, very straightforward.
Okay, so if somebody wants to check up on all of this, Cambridge Citizens Advice, what's the best place for them to go and look, the website with all the info on?
Well, if you go on the Go Energy shopping website, it has a list of the approved switching websites. You can use any of them, really. You use any of them. You switch, compare the markets. The Martin Lewis website can be good sometimes to go through, because
he's annoying, but he's very good.
Okay. On top of the savings, they sometimes give out a £30 shopping voucher. And you should be looking to see if you can switch every year when your tariff comes to an end, because sometimes you might have exit fees. Some companies don't do exit fees or on some tariffs, that's fine, but you'll need to check that. You can switch 49 days before your tariff is due to end and then go on the fixed price plan.
When did you last check yours at home then?
About a month ago.
Oh, well done. That's a good answer. Helen, good to see you as always. It's Helen Crowther from Cambridge Citizens Advice, and it's now 5:41.